great blessing to be with you again this morning. It's a privilege to study the Word of God together. With great privilege comes great responsibility. And if you're going to be a useful preacher, you must fulfill your responsibility. You must pay attention to just a few important things. Now it's difficult and challenging to study the Word of God. It's easy to watch TV. It's easy to read a magazine. It's easy to look at your computer. It's easy to talk to your friend. But it's difficult to study the Word of God. But remember what Paul told Timothy. 2 Timothy. And chapter 2, verse 15. You must always remember this verse. Paul says, work hard to show yourself approved to God. So you'll be a hard worker that is not ashamed. That handles accurately the word of truth. We must understand the truth. And we must clearly teach the truth. Now yesterday we talked about your life. We did not cover much material. And if God permits, we can return and talk more about life. But I want to talk today about a second important subject for the preacher. Look again in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And in verse 16, Paul mentions two very important things. He says we must pay close attention to these things. Pay close attention to yourself and to your doctrine. And he says, you must continue in these things. That means you must grow in your understanding. You must constantly study. You must be willing to work hard. And it will produce salvation for yourself and for those that hear you. The great need in your country. Holy men. With right doctrine. Who can clearly preach and build biblical churches. So I want to talk today about the preacher's doctrine. And I want to first talk about the importance of doctrine. Why is doctrine important? Many preachers say this. Doctrine's not important. We just love Jesus. We don't need to know about doctrine. Doctrine divides people. We just all should love Jesus. And if you love Jesus, and I love Jesus, we'll
love one another.
Listen
carefully. That sounds very spiritual, but it's not biblical. Second Timothy. And chapter
3.
What is the first use of scripture? Look at chapter
3
and verse
16.
Very familiar verse. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And what is the first purpose of scripture? What does it say? Chapter
3,
verse
16.
What is the first use of Scripture? All Scripture is inspired by God. And its first use is for teaching or doctrine. For what purpose? Look at verse 17. So the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. God gives us the Bible to teach us doctrine so we could be able to preach. And if you don't know doctrine, you will not be a useful preacher. So I want to give you three reasons why doctrine is important. Three reasons. Number one, for the preacher's own spiritual life. Look in 1 Timothy. And chapter 4. And verse 6. Paul says this. When you tell these things to the brethren, you'll be a good servant of Christ Jesus. Now everyone look at this verse. Chapter 4, verse
6.
He says, you are to teach others. And you must be a good servant of Christ Jesus. But notice what he says next. You must constantly nourish or feed yourself on the words of the faith and sound doctrine. Paul says two things.
Paul, you feed
others. You must feed yourself. You teach others. You must teach yourself. You give them spiritual food. You must take spiritual food. He says you must constantly feed yourself with good doctrine. If you don't eat today, and you don't eat tomorrow, and you don't eat for 1 week, what will happen? You won't have strength. A problem with many preachers. They don't take in the word of God. They don't study for their own soul. Oh, they'll study to prepare a message. They'll feed others. But Paul says you must feed yourself. If you want to give water to other people, your well must be deep. And if your well has no water, you cannot give it to others. If your own soul is dry, you cannot feed others. So what does Paul say? Why is doctrine important? For your own spiritual life. Do you read the Bible? Do you read the Bible every day? Do you feed your own soul? Many preachers, they get up in the morning. They open their Bible. They read one verse. They close their Bible. They pray. Oh Lord, bless this day. Amen.
Amen.
They don't feed themselves. Paul says this. You teach others. Teach yourself. You feed others. Feed yourself. What's the first use of doctrine? For your own soul. I've been a Christian for 44 years. And I've been studying doctrine every day. And I feel like I'm in the first grade. After 44 years. You must study all your life. And for your own soul. Number two. Why is doctrine important? For the growth of the church. Look in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians and chapter 4.
Ephesians Jigi.
We're talking about the importance of doctrine. Look at Ephesians 4.
Ephesians Jigi.
And verse 11. Christ gave gifts to the church. And he gave some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And what are they to do? Verse 12. They equip or they teach the saints. And what is the result? It builds up the body of Christ. Until we all reach the unity of the faith. To the knowledge of the Son of God. To a mature man. To become more like Jesus Christ. You go into many churches, it's full of spiritual babies. They have no understanding of the truth. Now, if you went to a man's house, and he was 60 years old, and you sat down to eat with him, and he pulled out a baby bottle, and he began to suck on a baby bottle, what would you think? He's still a baby. Something's wrong with him. He won't eat meat. He has no strength. He has no understanding. He has no growth. No growth. Now there are many people in the church just like that. They're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. They've been in the church for 20 years. And they can't eat meat. They can only drink milk. What's the problem? The preachers are not feeding them the truth. The church is to grow. Look in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 5. Now the writer of Hebrews is talking about Melchizedek. And he's teaching a very deep subject. He says Jesus is a high priest not according to Levi, but according to Melchizedek. Jesus is a high priest. And notice verse 11. Now concerning him we have much to say. It's hard to explain since you're dull of hearing.
Verse 12.
By this time, you should be teachers. But you have need for someone to teach you the basic principles of the Word of God. And you can only take milk and not meat. Now, will you take a big piece of meat and feed it to a baby? Why? They can't eat it. They can only take milk. But if that baby is 12 years old and still just takes milk, something is wrong. Paul, the writer of Hebrews, says this. By now, you should be teaching other people. But you need someone to teach you. And you can only drink milk. You can't eat meat. Now, what is meat? It is the doctrine of the Word of God. Some people only take milk. Believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. That's all they can understand. That's all they want to hear. But if the church is going to grow, you must teach them meat. But if you can't eat meat, you can't give them meat. If you don't understand the deeper truths, you can't teach them. So why is doctrine important? For your own soul and to teach the church so that it would no longer be spiritual baby. I go to some churches in China. 15 years ago, every year I come back to the same group. And they have not grown. And they can only take milk. Why is doctrine important? Because it causes the church to grow. If you fed your baby candy every day, morning, noon, and night for 6 years, what would happen?
Korom yumena korom. Alesalom yumena. Kajlamma. Ah. Chocolate. Ah. Kajitok.
Yeah, you fed your baby chocolate for 6 years. What would happen?
Lo two titi chocolate di chanji chimdo wachina lulu. Kajibu aludi. Kekotonga.
Huh? They would love it. They would love it.
They will love, but they will get disease systems.
But would they grow? Would they grow?
Konya bunga.
Mi bomlo. A lot of preachers are giving people candy. And they're not giving meat. They're not giving meat. And the church doesn't grow. So why is doctrine important? For your own life? And to feed the church. Number three. To protect the church from error. Now there's much false teaching in the world. There's much false teaching in India, Nepal, and Bhutan. And if you don't understand the truth, you cannot recognize error. Write this verse down. Acts chapter 20. Paul is talking to the leaders of the church. Verse 28. Let's all look at verse 28. He's talking to you and he's talking to me. And what does he say? Be on guard for yourself and for all the flock of God. The Holy Spirit has made you leaders in the church, he says. And what is their responsibility? To shepherd the church of God. Now Christ loves the church. And he redeemed the church with his own blood. And he gives shepherds or pastors to the church. And what is their responsibility? They guard their own life. And they guard the church. And you watch out for the sheep. Why? Because there are many wolves out there. And if you don't protect the sheep, the wolves will attack them. Verse 29. Paul says, I know after I leave, savage wolves will come in. And he said, even from within the church, wrong teachers will arise. And they will speak wrong things. And they will lead the church away. If a shepherd is watching his sheep, and he sees a wolf coming, and he does this. Hello, Mr. Wolf.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Wolf.
I'm so glad you're here today. Would you like to come in and eat some sheep? Now, many preachers are like that. A false teacher comes in the church. He has a Bible. He has a big smile. He says, I love you. I want to teach you the Bible. Listen to me. And he begins to teach false teaching. Now he doesn't say this. I'm a wolf. I'm teaching wrong doctrine. Everyone listen to me. He doesn't do that. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And he looks like a sheep. Sounds like a sheep. And everyone says, oh, he's a Christian, a good teacher. And he gives him a little candy, a little chocolate. But inside the chocolate is just a little poison. Everyone eats it. 6 hours later. 6 hours later.
Ganda chuki jab le. Dele phodi aam mar achu mar.
12 hours later.
Dele the ganda chungi ki jab le. Phow aam botriyum somme.
What's the problem?
Digi kangi le kachimo.
They could not tell the difference between right and wrong. Why? They didn't know the truth. Yesterday we were at the hotel. And the man at the hotel had a $10 bill, American dollar. And it was real old. Old. And he said, can you give us two new $5 for this $1.10? So we looked at the dollar. We felt it. We held it up to the light. We rubbed it. And we thought, maybe this is not real. If you don't know how to recognize false money, people will take advantage of you. And if you don't know how to recognize false teachers, false doctrine, then the church will be led astray. One month, a preacher comes in and he says, the true Christian can lose lose his salvation. Everyone says amen. The next month, another preacher comes in. He says a true Christian can never lose his salvation. Everyone says amen. The next month, another preacher comes in. He says, man chooses God. Everyone says
amen.
The next month, another preacher comes in. He says, God chooses man. Everyone says
amen.
No discernment, no understanding. They cannot tell right from wrong. They open their mouth and will receive and eat anything. Why is doctrine important? Because it can be the difference between heaven and hell. And if you don't understand doctrine, if you're not growing in your understanding of doctrine, if you can't clearly teach the truth, the church will not grow, and the church will receive wrong teaching. Your responsibility, feed the church, guard and protect the church. Just because a man has a Bible and a big smile doesn't mean he's teaching the truth. And you are to stand at the door of the church and protect the church from false teaching. But if you don't understand false teaching,
you say,
oh, Mr. Wolf, come on in. Here's a fat sheep over here. Would you like him? You must have discernment. The problem with many churches in India, Nepal, and Bhutan is they don't have good doctrine. Look back in Hebrews again. Hebrews chapter 6. The writer has already said, you're like little children. Notice the last verse in chapter 5, verse 14. He says, solid food is for mature people.
He
said, because of practice, have the ability to discern good from evil. And if you don't understand the truth, you cannot recognize false doctrine. But a lot of preachers say this. We don't need doctrine. That's too complicated. We just love Jesus. Well, we should love Jesus. But we must also understand the truth. Chapter 6 and verse 1. Therefore, let us leave aside the basic teachings about Christ and let's go on to maturity.
Hagoni
Now listen carefully. There's several things we can learn from these verses 1, 2, and 3. The first thing is that there's basic teaching and there's more advanced teaching. And what are some of the basic teaching? Repentance. And faith. Baptism. And spiritual gifts, the laying on of hands. And the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. He said this is first grade, ABC. But he said we're not to stay in the first grade. We are to grow. And let's continue to go forward and learn more truth. We are not to stay like little children. Look in Ephesians again. And chapter 4.
Ephesians 4.
And verse 14. Someone read chapter 4, verse 14.
Jigi chijina kagira bil habra nash.
Libole tendi shilu kuko ni. Kakam tendi. Nachelu. Chi. Zuma. Tendura. Nachelona. Makupi. Alo zunde. Chi. Chi lum gi. Father, too, you need to zoom the job.
What does Paul say? We're no longer to be children, no longer to be immature. And what is the characteristic of children? They believe anything. The wind blows this way and they go this way. The wind blows this way and they go this way. They're like a boat on the ocean without any anchor. If a boat doesn't have an anchor, what happens? The wind blows this way. Blows this way. Paul says this, we're no longer to be children like a boat on the ocean without an anchor. False teacher comes in. He says, follow me. Everyone follows him. Another teacher comes in. Follow me. Everyone follows him. Back and forth. What's the problem? They have no anchor. What is the anchor? What's the anchor? Right
doctrine.
And if they don't have a strong anchor, they'll be blown away. So why is doctrine important? For your own spiritual life. To feed the church so it can grow. And to protect the church from wrong teaching. Let We must grow in our understanding of truth. You are preachers. You are the pastors of the church. You have a great responsibility. You are to study the truth. To believe the truth. To protect the truth. And to teach the truth. So if I gave you an exam, right now, if I gave you a test, and I ask you some questions, predestination and election, are they the same or different? You got two words.
Predestination same with the ngachagi mashigi hemale ngachalu tsatsab me.
Regeneration and conversion. Are they the same or different?
Regeneration.
Are they the same or different? Justification. And sanctification. They the same or different? Now listen carefully. Those are very basic and important doctrines. And you must understand the truth. And you must be able to explain the truth from the Bible. So that the people can understand and they can grow. And if you don't understand these things, you can't teach to others. So today we're talking about doctrine. And you must believe it's important. Bad doctrine gives you bad gospel. You have a bad gospel, it gives you bad preaching. And if you have bad teaching, you will have people that do not grow. Now listen carefully. A lot of preachers, they can watch TV. They can listen to music. They can do the internet. They can talk to one another. But when they start to study doctrine,
Thirty minutes.
Now listen carefully. Do you want to glorify God? Do you want the church to grow? Do you want to be a faithful preacher? Then you must be willing to study hard. Lazy preachers bring much harm to the church. And if you're going to be lazy, you cannot be a preacher. I've told many people, you see this white hair? You see these wrinkles on my face? Where did I get these wrinkles and gray hair? Forty years in my study with an open Bible, just like this. And if you don't want to do that, get out of the ministry. Go sell shoes. But if you're going to be a preacher, you've got to be willing to work hard. And if you're going to give food to others, you must eat food yourself. A good mother prepares good food for her children. A good pastor prepares good food for the children. If a man invited you to his home to eat supper, eat dinner, and right before dinner he said, "Excuse me, I must go outside." When you look out the window, and he's going to everyone's trash can, garbage can, and getting food. Gets out old food. And he brings it in the house. And he dumps it in the pot. Stirs it up. Then he brings it to you. Eat. A lot of preachers are like that. They don't cook their own food. They look around in other people's garbage can. And they won't work hard. And they don't understand right doctrine. And the church is eating garbage. And they don't grow. Your responsibility. Study the Word of God. All your life. And understand right doctrine. For your own soul. So the church can grow. And you can protect the church from false teaching. That is your responsibility. Well, let's pray.